So, hi, Patricia.
Hi, David.
It is so great that we're actually getting a chance to talk today because all of us at Integral Life are just thrilled that we're finally doing something within Integral Relationships, which is actually Integral Intimacy, the title of the course that you and Martin are bringing forth starting November 7th in a 7-part live extravaganza online through Maestro. And we're just excited that because we're big fans of Martin's book, you know, and Ken thinks very highly of it in terms of sort of sorting out relationships through the integral map and all the rest of it. And then your evolutionary relationship practice really brings the interior juice of the intimacy and integral, to say the least, so that we not only have a man and a woman paired together, but each of you brings, you know, a particular gift to it that we just think that the sum of those two gifts is going to be something very exciting for our community.
We're excited, and I'm definitely very excited about the opportunity, you know, to actually bring what we both bring together to the people that you have in your community.
Well, cool. So let me ask you the first, and this may be an obvious question, but I want the audience to be clear about who the course is for. So in your mind, because we did ask Martin this, but I want to hear your version of it, who should pay attention and actually join you and Martin for this course?
Anyone who's in a relationship and they want to maximize the potentials of what is between them and the other person. And, you know, I know having, you know, been in lots of relationships, you know, sometimes our expectations and our lack of clarity fog, you know, what's possible. So we're, you know, trying to get people to be some way that they're never going to be. And we're not actually opening up the opportunities that really could really expand and explode between you because you don't know that they're there. So it's for those people, you know, who really want to refresh and, you know, discover how to maximize what they have. And then it's also definitely for people that want to be in relationship and want to have the, we were saying, you know, ignorance is definitely not bliss in the area of relationship, that they have just a much wider, deeper sense of clarity and awareness about, and seriousness actually, about what does it take to truly have a relationship that's really worth all the time and energy that relationships, you know, take, and that there's sobriety in a certain way of also making those choices so that they can really be successful in the relationships that they begin.
So it's interesting that when we think about this huge relational dance that we all go through on this planet, and then we think about this, you know, particular sort of intimate partner that you might be with. It's always been amazing to me is when I look at our educational system and so on and say, you know, what are we trained for? What are we licensed for? And aside from being licensed to be married, the most important thing that we would probably possibly ever do is to be in a relationship, and then eventually if kids come, you know, that becomes the second most important thing. But we're not trained. I mean, and so where do we learn this? Well, we learn this from watching our friends or our parents, or as much as we'd like to think we don't, sort of like stumble through the first relationships, and it's just odd. And so most of us that have been around enough to know saying, well, let's see, my new relationship will be found at a bar, or my new relationship will be found through friends or at work or some blind date. And you just kind of, there's just this big sigh. Like, right. And then you go, and these days, online dating, right, which makes this claim that they run you through some sort of assessment process so that the matches that they would make for you would be somehow more compatible than something you could do on your own. So it's an interesting claim. Whether they actually do that or not, I, you know, who knows. But it does raise this question, particularly for people that are considering the next relationship. And let's just assume that this is not going to be teenagers. So you've been through 1, 2, 5, whatever, however many. And then obviously you're not still in the relationship you were in. So I don't want to say something went wrong, but something parted. I mean, you're not there anymore, right? So you're actually rebooting. And now you're kind of going, all right, so here's one statement I can make. I want to pick better this time. Or I want to pick someone that's better for me at this point in my life and this time. Because if I really knew everything about that person that I was with, you know, I probably would have questioned my original attraction or whatever that was. So from your standpoint, I mean, about in terms of what we can learn, obviously, through all of our life experiences, but also what you guys have put together, this is a curious notion about I could pick someone that is more compatible with me. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Compatibility is even a whole big question. You know, what compatible to what part of you? You know, what part of who you are you trying to match somebody up to? In the way that we're going to work in the course, it gives a wide enough breadth of different angles within which to look at yourself, you know, to actually get some real clarity. And the intimate part is to actually feel closer to and more intimate with yourself and knowing who you are and what moves you towards people and what's really important for you and what isn't, and to sort of heighten that, you know, felt sense, not just something that you know from your mind. Do you know what I mean? That you actually are aware. And then to see who the other is, because a lot of what happens in relationship, you know, as we know from the psychological standpoint, is a lot of projection. You know, there's so much, you can't even see who's over there because you're so busy with projections and expectations and, you know, hoping that it is a certain way that you can't actually see. And there's no love in that. There's no real relating in that either. So my commitment is to awaken, to kind of bring people into as much awareness and truth and closeness and authenticity so that you're able to move towards someone or the person that you're with. Like, it wakes you up. It's almost like somebody, like, you went, whoa, I didn't even realize that I couldn't see her or I couldn't see him. And then to begin to see how you can then maximize the potentials that are really there. Mm-hmm. And to not, you know, try to make yourself or the other person into somebody that they really can't be, which is one of the, you know, it's a sort of a violence that we do to each other, I think. You know, we need and want things, and then we just try to get it out of the other person or ourselves. You know, we try to manipulate ourselves into being some way that we truly aren't.
I'm sitting and thinking about, you know, remembering the courtship dances, you know, that I've mm-hmm. been through. So it's really clear to me that you can get a better idea of what I could get a better idea of what I'm looking for now mm-hmm. in my life, because, I mean, it really
right.
depends. I mean, you know, if you're thinking about children, there's a huge question, right? But if you're beyond that, like I am these days, I have kids and
right.
they're raised, and I'm looking for something else. And so what am I looking for? A companion, a friend, or whatever. And so I can get clear about what I want. But then, you know, then that moment takes place that we all know and love,
mm-hmm.
where there is this initial attraction, right? Out of all the people in the room, whatever that may be, whether it's a, you know, on the way to the airport, or, I mean, who knows where this all
yeah.
happens. Something
right.
is noticed. Some conversation transpires. Some energetic exchange, if we look back on it, obviously is in play, right?
Yeah.
And then all those voices about take it slow, you know, find out who they are. You know, it's sort of like, well, here, can you fill out my questionnaire?
Right.
Right. I'm actually going to run you through my thing, because I just want to make sure before we go too much further. And, you know, of course, we don't do that much.
Never.
Right?
Almost
yeah.
never.
Yeah. So you're in the throes of it, right? And so in terms of, from your standpoint, and I know this is a big question, and we're not going to get to all of this, and this is why people should take the course, but
right.
You are clearer, you know, about what you're looking for, because it actually becomes a part of the attraction. You go, you know, like for me, I like smart women. Well, there's an interesting
mm-hmm.
thing, as opposed
mm-hmm.
to some that are not. But no, they really need to challenge me intellectually. I love that. I love having that, you know, kind of very, enlightened conversation, whatever it happens to be. So,
right.
you know, if there's some attraction there, it's usually going to be around that. It's in terms of presentation. It's in...
Yeah,
that's going to be a part of it. But in a certain sense, then, how can I do, I guess my question is, with this information that I'm going to get in the course and so on, the next time that this happens, what is the way that I would actually go, how am I going to go about this so that I do am not projecting all over this person, but that I actually have a better sense
mm-hmm.
of how we meet, I guess would be the way I put it.
Right. The way when I teach, you know, the way you use knowledge and, you know, a matrix of information or whatever it is, you know, especially when it comes to a relationship, you aren't going to remember anything, you know. I mean, because you're going to be in action, you know. I mean, the woman is going to occur to you in a certain way, and you're going to respond, right? You know, you're going to be in a dance with the way she shows up for you.
Right.
And, you know, it's one of the things as a woman, you know, it was a good thing to learn a long time ago was, you know, you either show up as beautiful to the man and attractive, or you don't, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
You know, that was very helpful to realize that a long time ago. And they
when
really
you say
kinda
beautiful,
has nothing to do
I
with
know you.
You
well enough to know, even
yeah.
though you are, that you mean that in the largest possible sense. I mean, not just physical beauty, but I mean
the whole
beauty
thing.
In the
yeah,
sense
the whole
of way,
shebang.
The whole energetic is it, yes, the way
yeah.
the whole individual is moving. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. And including the physical part, you know, because you can think, hey, I have a flat stomach, I look like this, you know, and you just don't show up as being wildly attracted to some guy. You just get like, you know, it just has nothing to do with anything,
mm-hmm.
right? So the work and the way in which people engage in it, you know, and that's always going to depend on them, but the way that we're going to teach it is so that it kind of ruins your unconsciousness. So you basically want to ruin it so that when the person sees the other person, they occur differently. So, you know, example would be, I remember a number of years ago when I was single, I met this guy who totally, you know, was the type to undo me, okay? You know, like in the biggest way, you know, really good looking, had been a football player, was now like a, you know, he was like a major football guy, and now he's a yoga teacher, and he was just like so seductive and so sexy, it could just, you know, it was painful, okay? And he was after me in a big way. And, you know, just, oh, my God. And because my awareness, I was so proud of myself because I thought, wow, have you grown up? You know, I would have been just gone. You know, 5 years before that, I would have just gone into this whole thing with him and crashed and burned and had to recover for 6 months. I mean, it would have just been a whole thing. Because he wasn't ultimately the right person for me to get involved with. And he was spiritual and all the rest of it. And I could let myself feel the magnitude of the attraction and the way he was impacting me and the whole thing. I didn't have to stop something. But because I had that much more awareness and depth within myself, I could allow the whole thunderstorm and still proceed in a way that was honoring of who I am. And it wasn't mental, and I wasn't trying to talk myself out of anything, and I wasn't struggling against anything. I was just going, I just felt like the larger vision of who I was and who he was and how there wasn't anything to really do about it. So that's what I'm talking about. You know, I mean, we'll do the best we can to support people to get to those places, but it's really to become so aware in the places that you're just asleep. Like, you don't even know you're asleep. You're asleep to the fact that you're asleep. That someone could show up, or, you know, there's ways in which you interact with the person that you're with and you literally can't see the potentials and you can't see the places, too, that, you know, it really wouldn't be a good idea. You know, it's really not that you're supposed to be together in a personal, intimate way ongoingly.
Yeah.
And it just, I guess it's like it saves you from an enormous amount of karma. I mean, you know, to put it sort of like on that level.
Right.
Because, and I'm sure everyone listening to this can relate to that because, you know, you can't just keep learning that way. You know, you end up spending 15 years and you're nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, you've learned a bunch of stuff, but you haven't necessarily created something that you truly want.
Yeah. Great. All right. So that's single person looking, right? So let's
yeah.
flip into people that are already coupled.
Okay? Yeah.
So in terms of all the people that you've worked with, and couples in particular, what is the thing that you find most often that is constricting them in sort of way that they would be looking for you in this course? I mean, because it actually, even if you're just happy with everything that's going on, the last thing you're probably going to do is, you know, go take a course, right? You're probably going to say, I want to do something better, or we need to do something better, I wish we were X, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the thing for couples that, in terms of your own evolutionary sort of intimacy training, what is the thing that keeps coming up, I guess? And you go, there it is. That's the thing that, you know, most people show up looking for something about.
Well, I think there's two elements, you know, in the work that Martin and I will do. You know, there's obviously matrices of ways to look into the relationship. You know, there are perspectives that you can look into places and then make them more conscious and make them more beautiful and make them, you know, less painful and et cetera, et cetera. So there's that, which is obviously incredibly useful. The other element that, you know, I've never met anybody where there couldn't be more of this, which has to do with the intimacy element. And becoming more transparent, and discovering that if you start to go through the portal of a certain kind of closeness to whatever's there, whatever the truth is, and it takes you farther and farther into a place where you can't even believe that it's possible to be that connected, to be that close, and to have, you know, something larger start to take you even deeper. And, you know, for me, that's the part I think that's the most glorious about what can happen between people.
Well said.
So, yeah.
So obviously, when we were thinking about doing something in relationships, because this is a huge subject that we're going to get more and more into, obviously, because we're all here, that obviously we had seen Martin's book, because Ken had reviewed it, and you know, we knew Martin, and we knew you through the Evolutionary Collective community and all that. And so when we thought about this, we said, oh, well, you know, we could do things. We could do two things. We could do one with you and one with Martin. But this would actually be an interesting coupling because, first of all, man and woman, we're going to have both perspectives, and also sort of different ways that you come at it. So in terms of this particular course, what are you looking forward to, you know, sort of bringing to the party? What is going to be the voice that is going to show up in you that'll get matched by Martin in some sort of way, but it's going to be sort of the unique combination from your side of things?
I mean, one of the things I love is that book, which was a manual for men, you know,
right.
And I read it, you know, way before I knew that we were going to get involved. And I love that he's really bringing the clarity of, like, I mean, I'm always endlessly fascinated about how men think and how it works for them. And, you know, because I, even though I'm extremely aware, I'm still not a man, you know, so it's sort of an endless fascination, and it's also incredibly useful. So I feel like he's really bringing that perspective. And from my side, bringing that, the intimacy and also, you know, a richer subjective experience and intersubjective experience between the two, and then certain kinds of awareness about the levels of what's possible. You know, there's so many different levels of relating. And there's different reasons to have a relationship, you know, from sort of the more normal survival reasons why, you know, we want to be together to really profound cosmic reasons that, you know, I've experienced relatedness that is in actuality and a dual awakening. So a non-dual dual awakening, I guess, is the way you would say it.
Yeah.
So for me, and especially at this time in existence, I think that this is where the consciousness is unfolding. And so it's just, you know, I think to have people karmically not get as, you know, getting caught in things that will keep them more on the surface of what's possible, that's already useful. And then the part that I particularly love to bring is that there's a whole new dimension of what's possible between people that wasn't really on the menu before. Mostly we're just trying to, like, get along with each other and have it work relatively well. You know, which isn't, I mean, that's not, to me, that's not like an inspiring enough goal.
Mm.
It just isn't. You know, it's kind of like, okay, yeah, whatever. You know, I mean, that's useful. But there's something that's so much more huge. Just like, you know, it's nice to have a job where you make money and, you know, people think well of you, but I wouldn't work for that reason. You know, I would, you know, the work has to have something for me that's much more transformative and aligned with, you know, what existence is really wanting from us.
Right. Well, cool. So the way I kind of want to wrap this up is just talk a little bit about the course, because it's going to be 7 sessions and they're going to be live, even though there will be a recording of it that people can download in case they can't get to one of the live sessions. But you guys are actually going to be using Maestro, and it's really easy to use. But they're actually, this is not a pre-recorded thing. This is something that you and Martin are actually going to do live, which I find exciting, because then there's always that spontaneity element, you know, who knows, you know.
Right.
That the audience through Maestro is going to be able to obviously participate with you. They're not just going to be listening, which is going to be part of it. I mean, you guys are going to be teaching. But why don't you talk a little bit more about sort of the interactiveness of it and some of the exercises that are going to be part of the 7-part course?
So it's definitely going to be very interactive. It's a course where the engagement is really going to be a core part of it, even though people can listen later and work with the information, the exercises, we're going to do everything we can to have people really be there and be there with us so that they're really engaging the material. Some of the topics are that love is unconditional and relationships are not. The feminine-masculine dance, you know, really looking at and becoming more awake and discerning about, you know, certain elements of that and how that really plays out in you and in your partner or in the people that you're attracted to. Intimacy and truth, that's a session where people will be worked with in a particular way and understand why a kind of transparency and truth is core. You know, like there's a certain kind of relationship you're never going to have if you aren't willing to pay that price of being for real with each other. And, you know, different levels of consciousness, how we make meaning in relationships that affect us, and the cosmic address, you know, kind of like developmental levels and where we are and how that works. So there'll be lots of different kinds of exercises. There's practices that we'll have people do, and we'll also give people an opportunity if they want to have a partner during the week, you know, if they don't have one, that they can actually work with someone, and we'll have certain kind of guided, you know, ways to work so that you know what to be doing with the other person for that week and to come back. So we're going to give people as big a invitation to engage this and to be involved and to really let the 7 weeks transform their awakeness and their ability to be fully related in a way that works for them. I think one of the things that one does if you're keeping your relationship alive and growing is, you know, you put yourself in situations like this from time to time. You know, something that's valuable and useful, but that puts you in a dialogue with each other, puts you in a way of being with each other, so that you could have 7 weeks is a pretty long time to really take your relationship to another level, and this is a beautiful support system for that. So that's one thing. And then the other thing is for people that are, you know, really wanting to create something different, this is huge. You know, to actually have something that will support you to do that in an area that probably has, you know, other than, you know, I guess work and money, has the biggest impact on people's lives. If it's working, it's amazing. And if it's not working, it's exhausting. And it costs so much, you know, psychic energy and sometimes money and God knows whatever else that, like you said, we're not trained. You know, I remember having a kid and thinking, God, you should have to have a license to have a child. You know, I mean, this is such a big deal.
Yeah.
And, you know, the impact that our intimate relationships have is something that we just don't take seriously enough, and we don't really give ourselves enough support to do that really well.
And yet we long for it, as you say.
Totally. Well, if you think about it, you know, I've asked people this before. You know, look around. How many people do you know that they have a relationship you go, oh, man, like
mm-hmm.
that. I want one
mm-hmm.
of those.
Mm-hmm.
Almost nobody.
Yeah.
Most people can't think of anybody.
Right.
I mean, that's really scary.
It is.
That's a kind of scary thing. So obviously, as human beings, this is not one of our strong suits.
Yeah.
So any amount of energy that we can put towards, you know, intelligent and empowering ways to wake up here not only serves our own lives, but it definitely serves the planet, because it's not a place where we're really, you know, cruising.
Well, thank you, Patricia. I mean, I know for myself, even just working with you and Martin, you know, helping get the course prepared, I've already been challenged and learned a whole bunch. So this has been really helpful just to, you know, even sort out in a very short time together about what this course is actually going to be. And I just hope everybody listening to this, whether they're in relationship or they want to be in relationship, really understand what you and Martin are bringing to this. So thanks so much.
And thank you. I mean, I'm really excited about the opportunity that you and Integral Life are, you know, making available so that this can really happen. And it can happen for, I mean, the exquisite people that are a part of your community. I mean, this could really, really make a difference in us all doing this together.
Well, we look forward to November 7th and the launch. So thanks so much.